It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
November 28th is National French Toast Day. French toast is so easy to prepare. In fact, my go-to recipe was taught to me by a 10-year-old. Kudos to my friend Ashley for teaching her son Owen to cook. Some of my favorite memories from meals are ones where my children help me prepare them. Have your little ones crack the eggs and whisk them together with the milk. And then they can dip the bread into the egg mixture. With supervision, kids older than 10 can even help you cook the French toast. When making French toast, never use skim milk. It's just too watery. Instead, opt for whole or 2% milk. Heavy cream can also be used. The basic custard recipe calls for milk and eggs. To add a little flavor, consider seasoning it with things like cinnamon, vanilla, or even a little bourbon. That is for the grown-up servings. You can always use a classic white sandwich bread, but for a richer French toast, use sweet egg breads like brioche or challah. Cinnamon raisin bread would also make a fun base for your French toast. The traditional way to serve French toast is to sprinkle powdered sugar over the top and drizzle with warm maple syrup. A garnish of fresh berries or a warm berry compote would add a festive touch. And a little dollop of whipped cream would take it over the top. And remember, Owen says that the French toast is ready when it is crispy as a donut on both sides. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.